What's up, guys? So we're going to talk about the problem with YouTube today. So the problem with it's a Break 19, and the Break 19, I talk about whatever I want. You can go support the podcast at truckdriverbooks.com. It's a book I did, audio book that will help new drivers trucking. Let's talk about these big time YouTubers. Now, I'm a small time YouTuber. I'm not challenging these guys. I don't want to be fucked with. Please don't beat me down, Mr. Big people. Don't hurt me, Mr. DeFranco. But anyway, let's get down to business. Now, YouTube is in trouble because you got advertisers leaving YouTube. And the problem to me is very simple. When I used to go to a barbershop, just as an example, I went to a barbershop and this guy started out, he owned a barbershop. That's all he owned. You go in there, you know, you have pictures of hair and how to cut. Okay, so, you know, well, how to cut the hair and all that stuff. You have like these examples of how they would cut your hair and what it would look like and all this stuff. That's all he had. Then one day he bought an ice cream shop. It was around the corner from his little store. He put advertisements in for the ice cream shop. The next time he bought, a couple months later, he ended up buying a car wash. And so, you know, you might go in there and you'd be like, hey, you got a car wash, got an ice cream store. Maybe I got a date. I'm going to look good for my date, get my hair cut, and I'm going to go get my car clean. Then I'm going to go over to the ice cream place. Then you put in a rib shack. Okay, I got where I'm going to take my date. I'm going to get my hair cut this week. I'm going to go take my car to get cleaned. I'm going to go get me some ice cream, take my date over there. We're going to have some ribs, right? All right. But you get my point. Google, on the other hand, let's say we're in the Google barbershop. Now, we go in the Google barbershop and we go in there and we see an advertisement for Ford. And we go, okay, maybe I'll consider buying a Ford. Okay, so, and then I look over to the right and I see an advertisement for Nokia. And I look over there and I see an advertisement for Samsung. And I look over there and I see an advertisement for, Magnavox or whatever, right? I see an advertisement for stuff like that. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll buy some of these products that I didn't come here for. It's because none of these things line up with what I want. But, you know, somebody who walks into a barbershop might have that happen. And this is an example of Google, because most of us, pretty much, if you are a Google person or YouTube, you use YouTube, as many young people often say, is that their whole life, all they've had is YouTube and Netflix. If you are a person in that world, most likely, if we put up all of Google products, let's say in that barbershop, and we pull down all those other products, some of those products would most likely match up with me as a customer, and I would make a purchase, which would make YouTube a lot more money than advertising. Because last time I checked, helping Ford make $1 billion by selling cars on your site is nice, but helping you make $1 billion while you advertise on your site is better. Maybe it's just me. And I think that's the problem. To me, advertising failed a long time ago. I mean, let's be honest. How many times have we seen controversy with The Simpsons that has been on network television for over 20 years? And these same advertisers who freak out about what's on YouTube don't freak out about what's on The Simpsons anymore because it's been around longer. And that's what I mean by the advertisers are kind of flaky, because, you know, one minute it's a Nazi joke by PewDiePie. Oh, my God. But then here's, you know, The Simpsons showing a graphic, you know, Nazi murder of a Jew or some, you know, way of making a joke, and you don't give a shit. And that doesn't make any fucking sense. But this is what happens when you deal with flaky advertisements. And at the same time, you have Google that has all these companies they're invested in, and these people who are into online business, Google, who invest in online business, not advertising their companies that are in Alphabet, which is all their online businesses, in this place where they have tons of eyes, aka YouTube, aka Gmail, aka any other product that they make. They're not using those products. They're not telling me about those products. I don't know why I walk in this barbershop and I see nothing about what the owner is doing, because I'm in this barbershop because I want to look good. So I should get products that are aimed towards my goal here. Like, if I'm going to the barbershop, I want to have a nice car that looks good. There's no point in getting the cut and my car to look like shit. So I'm going to go get it washed. You know what? It's a hot day. Why is it a hot day? You know, I'm in here getting my hair cut because I want to look good. It's summertime. You know what? I'm going to go over there and get me some ice cream. You know what? It's summertime. It's a hot day. And it's good. You know, during this time, I like to get me some pork ribs. You know what I'm saying? Brothers, you know, black folks love pork ribs. I just can't lie. You know? but I'm going to go get me some barbecue. For some reason, I'm on Google's website. I'm a fan of Google. I use Google products. Google understands how to tailor their products to me. Yet when I go on their website, I don't really see a lot of products from them. They have a company that is so big, they named it Alphabet. And they have a company in it that is so many companies they're invested in that they are all a part of this Alphabet. Yet none of them are in this place where they own. And this is not just YouTube. This is a lot of places. The question is, if you have all these businesses, why are you not promoting them? Then, at the same time, you have creators. Philip DeFranco, Boogie2998, all these guys, right? They are great guys. They promote stuff. They help people through stuff. You got all these great YouTubers out here, right? Why in the world are you not supporting them? Why aren't they the people who are not only just helping pay for the platform, but also, since they draw in most of your customers, the reasons a lot of young people come there, because the first person they start to get interested in the news is Philip DeFranco. The first person they start to watch, say, gaming might be Nate Shot. The first person that, you know, young boys might have a crush on, or young girls might want to wear makeup or be like maybe I Justine or something like that. In other words, these people are kind of the first, like, it's like you're basically influencing a generation's first attraction to television or a television like situation. You have this, yet you're not facilitating them, right? In other words, if Philip DeFranco wants to sell, if Philip DeFranco wants to sell stuff like his shirts or whatever, he has to go negotiate his own deal and set up his own business. Why doesn't Google do that? Like, why isn't that one part of the service of being a part of Google? Because ultimately, they'll make a hell of a lot more money, you know, being the people who supply the products that are sold on this site than just being the people who supply the site, right? And at the same time, like, a great example, Cafe Press probably makes more money, technically. Well, I'm going to say more money than YouTube. But they make a good check off of YouTube, because when people start out selling shirts and stuff to their fans that they got from YouTube, they start out selling shirts through Cafe Press. Why don't you own Cafe Press? Why aren't you Cafe Press? Why aren't you giving them the best deal? Because if they all that star power negotiated together, they're going to get the best deal from China. They're going to get the best deal. They're going to get the best quality. I mean, you got guys with technology. How come I don't understand why the Pixel isn't called the MKBHD, right? Why doesn't he have a cell phone like Kobe got shoes? Kobe don't even play basketball anymore. Neither does Michael Jordan, right? Here's a guy who's people are fans of his. They love his technology. They support what he does. Why doesn't he have his own brand of products? You make cell phones. He promotes cell phones. He has a huge following. You need to sell more pixels. Let's be honest. And the name sucks. So there you go. But I'm just saying, it seems like YouTube wants to give that power away to an old business model that television used that they beat. They beat TV. TV, more people watch YouTube than TV. They watch low quality. Just being honest, they watch people who are shooting on cell phones that are in HD. I mean, high quality, but compared to network television, it's pretty low quality. But people would still rather watch a 6-minute show of Philip DeFranco's news than a hour and a half or 24-hour news network that's boring as hell. And the reward for that ability to create all that amazing traffic for Google is to give it away to somebody else. Right? Or for Philip DeFranco to go out and set up millions of different ways to get paid, because, you know, that's his job. Because, you know, fuck you, Phil. Right? That's not our job. We're going to make a better company over here that we're not going to promote over here. I mean, it just seems, maybe I'm looking at it from the outside in, but it just seems that's the way. Why not promote and help the creators? Because the truth is, one of the biggest problems with social media is social media was really set up to be television, and that isn't working, and television failed. So let's not copy a failed business model. Why not copy the business model of companies that have been successful? And last time I checked, if you look at a lot of companies where you, have a subscriber base and they pay for a subscription, those people tend to be more successful because they all they have to do is please fans, not schizophrenic advertisers who go, oh my God, Nazi jokes. And at the same time, oh, the Simpsons Nazi jokes, not offensive. You know, it's like, anyway, but I think you get the gist of my point. I mean, just think about it like this. Let's say Google said, you know what? From now, all creators are going to pay a monthly fee of $200. Okay, that's if you're a creator, that's pretty big, but at the same time, great. Now, they're going to give you, now, you're not this accident, because the truth is, social media creators are kind of an accident. I mean, let's be honest, you're kind of an accident. I'm not a big guy, I don't live off of this, but those who do, they're an accident. They're a pimple on an ass, right? We want to be the ass, right? So, we don't want to be an accident. We don't want to be some freakish thing that grew because we didn't watch properly. We want to get options. Like when I go to my podcast that I pay for, I get options. I get the ability to do lots of different stuff on that podcast. I mean, on my podcast, because they want me to be the best person in my genre. They want me to succeed. And so they're doing everything to help me succeed. And I think that works a lot better for social media, period. Because the thing about this, and nobody's talking about this, what's happening to Google will eventually happen to every social media outlet. This is not about advertisers. Let's be honest. Because if this was about advertisers and censorship, this was about advertisers, they would all be doing this. And they're not all doing it. They're kind of slowly doing it. Because it's not about that. It's about censorship. Which is what I meant to say. It's about censorship. Because censorship is really what this is about. Because one, you have a world conservative era moving, and they don't like the fact that there's dirty things on the internet. And two, you also have to realize that as the most CEOs in these older companies that are 100 years old are old. They're used to jokes from, you know, comedians, and they're used to jokes from The Simpsons, but they're not used to the internet. It feels uncomfortable. It's different. And also, they don't have any control over it. You can say, I'll take your advertising money or go fuck yourself. It's up to you. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of production companies and stuff have never liked that idea, because in a way, it's like having an unofficial union, basically, because these people get to do what they want. I want my hand around their neck so I can control them. Right. And a great example of that is, I mean, how many times have we seen the Cosby Show, even though he's a fucking rapist, you can still see, you know, Seinfeld reruns, even though the dude called the man a nigga. Right. It's like, you know, people got over that shit, you know, and so hopefully the panic will go. But to me, it's like you're always going to keep repeating this every time some crazy shit happens. Literally, when you look at the Seinfeld thing and the Bill Cosby thing, those shows were years and years and years ago. Right. Imagine if 20 years after Philip DeFranco has left YouTube, he does something crazy. And that means all of YouTubers could go back through this over again, even if he has nothing to do with YouTube. That's what happens when you have an advertiser business, that it's just you're dependent on the flaky opinions of people. Right. So anyway, that's my opinion on that. I really would love to see YouTube. And then a great example is, I'd love to see, let's say, a Mortal Kombat video game with Philip DeFranco, Boogie 2998, right? I just seen in it, right? And Google manufactures it, creates it, and that's what they do. They do the things that they do well, which is creation and innovation, and they get out of the business of advertising, which they don't do well with, you know, facilitating other companies to get rich off of them. Because they built this barbershop. They made this barbershop what it is today, right? Why are you not promoting what you do? Why are you not doing your special skill, the thing that no one else can do like you? You beat G. I remember when I was a kid, but young people don't know. When I was my late teens, early 20s, we had Ask Jeeves, gone. Yahoo, gone. Right? We had America Online Search, gone. They're all gone. Google proved they were the best. I just don't understand why, as they're refusing to innovate and continue to copy this failed business plan. And that video game that I talked about with iJustine and all them and more, could you imagine if Google did stuff like that with YouTubers, with creators, like as a way of promotion, right? Instead of that big video where everybody dances and you watch these faces, you don't know who these people are, right? Or you take that game, you sell it in the Google Play Store, and then you make these things called, you know, payments, because you make it $1.99 or something like that. You make these millions of dollars off of that. And then you create sequels and it becomes billions of dollars, right? Because, you know, you're this company that's good at that, you know, not good at being television. Anyway, truckdriver101.com. Done with that crazy rant. Sorry about that, guys. Kind of all over the place, but I think you got the gist of what I was saying. Talk to you later.